This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from All Recipes, Copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. This article is entitled Smash Up. Smash burgers dominate flat top cooking, but this technique for crispy, caramelized goodness belongs in recipes beyond buns. Try it in taco, gyro, and even Caesar salad-inspired recipes. Our first recipe is for Cuban-style smash sandwiches. Cuban sandwiches are no stranger to a good press. Here, ground beef or pork patties are smashed, then topped with all the standard Cuban toppings along with pickled avocado, red onion, and mustard aioli. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Red onion, one avocado, one 24-ounce jar dill pickled chips, orange, lime, or lemon zest, oregano, garlic powder, onion powder, kosher salt, cumin, black pepper, 1 pound 90% ground beef and or ground pork, vegetable oil, black forest ham, Swiss cheese, golden aioli, recipe to follow, and Cuban bread or crusty French bread. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Half small red onion, thinly sliced or a quarter cup. One avocado sliced. One 24-ounce jar dill pickled chips with brine. 1 1/4 teaspoons orange, lime, or lemon zest. 1 teaspoon dried oregano, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon cumin, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1 pound 90% ground beef and or ground pork, 2 to 3 teaspoons of vegetable oil or as needed, 4 slices black forest ham, 4 slices of Swiss cheese, golden aioli with recipe to follow, and 8 slices of Cuban bread or crusty French bread. For the golden aioli, you will need to stir together 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon yellow mustard, 1 teaspoon minced fresh garlic, and 1 teaspoon sugar in a small bowl. It makes 1/2 cup. Step 1. For pickled onion and avocado, combine onion and avocado in a medium bowl. Pour 1 cup brine from pickle jar over top. Chill covered until ready to serve. Step 2. Stir together zest, oregano, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, cumin, and pepper in a large bowl. Add ground beef and/or pork. Mix until combined. Working on parchment paper, flatten mixture into a 4x8-inch rectangle about 1/4 inch thick. Cut into 4 equal rectangular portions to match the size of the bread. Step 3. Heat a griddle or very large nonstick skillet over high heat. Brush hot surface with oil. Working in batches and adding more oil if needed, add beef portions to griddle. Cook, turning halfway through, until edges are crispy and well-browned, about 4 minutes. Top each patty with 2 or 3 pickle chips. one ham slice, and one cheese slice. Cover with a metal bowl lid or foil. Cook about 1 minute more or until cheese is melted and patties are cooked through 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 4. Meanwhile, generously spoon golden aioli on cut sides of bread. Transfer cooked patties to prepare bread bottoms and top with drained pickled onions and an avocado. Then add bread tops, aioli side down. Place sandwiches on hot griddle. Press with a sturdy spatula to smash slightly. Cook, turning halfway through, until bread is toasted 3 to 4 minutes. Our next recipe is for smashed gyros. Smoky paprika and warming cumin amp up ground beef smashed over pita. Top them with fresh, crunchy romaine salad dressed in tzatziki. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 12 ounces, 90% lean ground beef. 2 cloves of garlic. Kosher salt, smoked paprika, cumin, black pepper, 4 pita rounds, shredded romaine lettuce, crumbled feta cheese, finely chopped red onion, sliced pepperoncini, chopped fresh parsley, chopped fresh dill, tzatziki, fresh lemon juice, and 1 Roma tomato. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 12 ounces, 90% lean ground beef, 2 cloves of garlic minced or 2 teaspoons, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1/2 a teaspoon cumin, 1/2 a teaspoon black pepper, 4 pita rounds, 1 1/2 cups shredded romaine lettuce, 1/4 cup crumbled feta cheese or 1 ounce, 3 tablespoons finely chopped red onion, 2 tablespoons sliced pepperoncini, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh parsley, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh dill, 1/4 cup of tzatziki, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 1 Roma tomato thinly sliced. Step 1. Combine ground beef, garlic, salt, smoked paprika, cumin, and pepper in a medium bowl. Divide mixture into 4 portions, about 1/3 a cup each. Spoon 1 portion onto each pita round, spreading beef mixture to pita edges in an even layer. Step 2. Heat a griddle or very large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat, working in batches if needed. Arrange pitas, meat side down, on griddle. Using a sturdy spatula, press to smash slightly. Cook until edges are crispy and well-browned and patties easily released from griddle, about 3 minutes. Turn pitas meat side up. Cook about 1 minute more or until pita is lightly toasted and patties are cooked through 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 3. Meanwhile, toss together romaine, feta, onion, pepperoncini, parsley, and dill in a medium bowl. Add tzatziki and lemon juice. Toss gently to coat. Step 4. Top pitas, beef sides up, evenly with lettuce mixture and tomato slices. Serve immediately. Our next recipe is for smashed aloo gobi style naan. Aloo gobi is a fragrant potato and cauliflower curry originating from North India. Recreate the same flavors in the form of a folded vegetarian flatbread, smashed and sizzled to crispy perfection. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 2 6-ounce packages refrigerated mashed potatoes, 1 10.8-ounce package steam-in-bag frozen cauliflower florets, vegetable oil, chopped onion, fresh ginger, 2 cloves garlic, water, tomato paste, garam masala, salt, cayenne pepper, 2 8.8 ounce packages of naan, 4 total, 1 5.3 ounce container whole milk, plain Greek yogurt, mango chutney, and fresh cilantro. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 6-ounce packages refrigerated mashed potatoes, or 1.5 cups. 1 10.8-ounce package steam in bag frozen cauliflower florets, 1.5 cups. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, or as needed. 1/2 cup chopped onion. 1 teaspoon grated fresh ginger. 2 cloves garlic minced. 3 to 6 tablespoons of water. 1 tablespoon tomato paste. 1.5 teaspoons garam masala. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. 2 8.8-ounce packages of naan, or 4 total, warmed. 1 5.3-ounce container of whole milk plain Greek yogurt. 1/4 cup mango chutney plus more warmed for drizzling. And fresh cilantro for garnish. Step 1. Cook mashed potatoes and cauliflower according to package directions. Step 2. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Add onion. Cook, stirring occasionally, until tender, 2 to 3 minutes. Add ginger and garlic. Cook and stir until fragrant, about 1 minute. Stir in 3 tablespoons of water, the tomato paste, garam masala, salt, and cayenne. Add cooked cauliflower to skillet. Cook and stir until cauliflower is well coated, adding additional water as needed, 2 minutes. Use a fork to smash cauliflower into smaller pieces. Step 3. Spoon mashed potatoes onto naan, spreading to naan edges in an even layer. Evenly top with cauliflower mixture. Fold in half from a short end. Step 4. Heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil on a griddle or in a very large skillet over medium heat. Working in batches and adding more oil if needed, arrange filled naan on griddle. Weight down sandwiches with a large skillet. Cook, turning halfway through, until golden brown on both sides, 4 to 6 minutes. Stir together yogurt and chutney in a small bowl. Serve with sandwiches. If you like, drizzle with warm chutney and garnish with cilantro. Our next recipe is for chicken Caesar smash tacos. A handy Caesar salad kit, complete with lettuce, cheese, croutons, and dressing, provides a shortcut for these seasoned chicken patty smashes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 10 to 11.5-ounce package Caesar salad kit, 1 pound ground chicken, salt-free Greek-style seasoning, salt, black pepper, 6 6-inch flour tortillas, and 2 to 3 teaspoons of olive oil. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 10 to 11.5-ounce package Caesar salad kit, 1 pound ground chicken, 2 teaspoons salt-free Greek-style seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 6 6-inch flour tortillas, and 2 to 3 teaspoons of olive oil. Step 1. Chop lettuce and Caesar salad kit, if pieces are large, into smaller pieces. Put in a medium bowl. If you like, lightly crush croutons included in salad kit and set aside. Add included dressing and cheese to lettuce. Toss to coat. Step 2. Combine ground chicken, Greek-style seasoning, salt, and pepper in a medium bowl. Divide mixture into 6 equal-sized portions, about 1/3 cup each. Spoon 1 portion onto each tortilla, spreading chicken mixture to tortilla edges in an even layer. Step 3. Heat 2 teaspoons oil on a griddle or in a very large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. working in batches and adding more oil if needed, arrange tortillas chicken side down on griddle. Cook until chicken is browned and easily releases from griddle surface, about 3 minutes. Turn tortillas chicken side up, then cook about 1 minute more until patties are cooked through 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 4. Evenly top with Caesar salad mixture and sprinkle with croutons. Fold in half like a taco. Serve immediately. Our next recipe is for smash burger tacos. Special sauce cheeseburgers take on the form of fold and eat tacos in this big flavor, low effort recipe. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Mayonnaise. Ketchup. Yellow mustard. Pickle relish. Hot sauce such as Tabasco. 1 pound 90% lean ground beef. Kosher salt. Black pepper. 6 6-inch flour tortillas. 6 slices American cheese. Shredded iceberg lettuce. Diced onion. And diced tomato. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/4 cup mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon of ketchup. 1 teaspoon yellow mustard. 1 tablespoon pickle relish. 1/2 teaspoon of hot sauce such as Tabasco. 1 pound 90% lean ground beef. 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. 6 6-inch flour tortillas. 6 slices of American cheese. 1 cup shredded iceberg lettuce. 1/4 cup diced onion. And 1/4 cup diced tomato. Step 1. For sauce, combine mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, relish, and hot sauce in a small bowl. Step 2. Combine ground beef, salt, and pepper in a medium bowl. Divide beef mixture into 6 equal-sized portions, about 1/3 cup each. Spoon 1 portion onto each tortilla, spreading beef mixture to tortilla edges in an even layer. Step 3. Heat a griddle or very large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. Working in batches if needed, arrange tortillas, beef side down, on griddle. Cook until beef is browned and easily releases from griddle surface, about 3 minutes. Turn tortillas beef side up. Top each with a cheese slice. Cook about 1 minute more or until cheese is melted and burgers are cooked through 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 4. Sprinkle with lettuce, onion, and tomato and drizzle with sauce. Fold in half like a taco. Serve immediately. Our next article is entitled Speedy Seafood. Reach the weekly fish and seafood recommendation, 8 to 12 ounces, in no time with these quick-to-prepare recipes. Our first recipe is for spiced broiled haddock. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 6 4- to 6-ounce haddock fillets, onion powder, paprika, garlic powder, black pepper, salt, cayenne pepper, butter, fresh thyme, and 1 lemon. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 6 4- to 6-ounce haddock fillets, 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper plus more for garnish, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 2 tablespoons butter cut into small pieces, fresh thyme for garnish, and 1 lemon cut into wedges. Step 1. Set oven rack about 6 inches from heat source and preheat broiler. Line a rimmed baking sheet with foil. Coat with cooking spray. Step 2. Arrange haddock fillets on prepared baking sheet. Stir together onion powder, paprika, garlic powder, black pepper, salt, and cayenne in a small bowl. Sprinkle over fish. Dot fish with butter. Step 3. Boil 4 to 6 minutes per half-inch thickness of fish or until fish flakes easily and an instant-read thermometer registers 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Garnish with thyme and additional pepper. Serve with lemon wedges. Our next recipe is for lemon tuna salad sandwiches. A lemon vinaigrette takes the place of creamy mayo in these no-fuss sammies. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 2 5-ounce cans of chunk light tuna in water, red onion, fresh parsley, olive oil, lemon zest, lemon juice, salt, black pepper, and 8 slices of white bread. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 5-ounce cans of chunk light tuna in water, drained. 1/4 cup finely chopped red onion. 1/4 cup chopped fresh parsley. 3 tablespoons of olive oil. 1/2 teaspoon of lemon zest. 2 tablespoons lemon juice. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. And 8 slices of white bread. Step 1. Stir together tuna, onion, and parsley in a medium bowl. Step 2. In a small bowl, whisk together oil, lemon zest, lemon juice, salt, and pepper. Add to tuna mixture. Toss gently to coat. Step 3. For each sandwich, spread 1/3 cup tuna salad between 2 bread slices. Our next recipe is for balsamic salmon. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Olive oil. Balsamic vinegar. 4 4-ounce skinless salmon fillets. Garlic salt. Fresh oregano and or basil for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 cup of olive oil, 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar, 4 4-ounce skinless salmon fillets, 1 teaspoon garlic salt, fresh oregano and or basil for garnish. Step 1. Whisk together oil and vinegar in a small bowl. Place salmon fillets in a zip-top plastic bag set in a shallow baking dish. Pour oil and vinegar mixture over the top. Seal bag, turning to coat. Let stand 10 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, set oven rack about 6 inches from heat source and preheat broiler. Line a rimmed baking sheet with foil. Step 3. Remove salmon from marinade, allowing excess to drip off. Reserve 1/4 cup marinade. Discard remaining marinade. Arrange salmon on prepared baking sheet. Season with garlic salt. Step 4. Boil salmon, turning halfway through and brushing occasionally with preserved marinade, 4 to 6 minutes per half-inch thickness of fish or until fish flakes easily and an instant-read thermometer inserted into the thickest part registers 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Garnish with oregano. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.